Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We're very glad you're able to join us again this morning, and we pray that the message will be exactly what you need to hear today. Now, this morning, Pastor Reynolds will be preaching out of 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1, and he's entitled the message, When Death Comes. Now, one thing you're going to hear very early in this message, and that's the idea that death is a great equalizer. So, in other words, it doesn't matter what nationality, it doesn't matter what race, it doesn't matter what economic status you have. It is something that comes to each and every one of us. Well, and I could keep going, but if I'm not careful, I'll preach Brother Wayne's message. So let me go ahead and turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds as he deals with this topic of when death comes.
This morning, I'd like to look in the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 20 and verse number 1. And think on this subject, when death comes. The Bible states in the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 20 and verse number 1, In those days when Hezekiah was sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Death comes to every man. Death comes to kings. It comes to the common layman. It comes to the wealthy. It also comes to the poor. Death comes to the famous, and death comes to the infamous as well. Death also comes to the person that takes care of their health and to the person that neglects their health. Death comes to every person. Now, I don't want to be morbid, but I want to be very truthful, and I don't want to go around just thinking about death all the time. But we should realize that our life will someday come to an end. Are you ready for that day when it comes? Psalms 90 in verse number 12 states, So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Think of this poem. Time is God's gift to every man. It seemed to fit his sovereign plan, a measured span of days on earth in which to test their zeal and worth. It was about, I would say, 28 years ago, something like that, when I was pastor of Bible Baptist Church in Hornbeck, Louisiana, that I knew a military nurse. Her name was Jackie Condon. She's since passed away. Jackie worked in the military as a nurse, and Jackie told me this story. She told me that once she was dealing with a young woman. She was about 20 years of age, and this woman was away from home for the very first time. This woman was serving her country because she believed the United States of America is the greatest nation on the face of this earth. She has been a little bit on the wild side since she has been away from her parents, but has done nothing that other people have not done. She begins to feel a little sick sometimes and goes to the doctor for an examination. This examination reveals that this young woman, who is barely starting out in life, she's only 20 years old, that this woman has AIDS. She is dismissed from the military and must go home to tell her parents. This young officer breaks down and weeps bitterly. She speaks to the military nurse that I was telling you about. Her name was Jackie Condon. And this nurse tells this woman about Jesus Christ, about how he can forgive of sin, how he can forgive any sin at all. But the young lady, she's not willing to listen to the plan of salvation. She is interested only in getting well. She's interested in continuing her life. She's interested in being alive. The last thing that this young woman told the nurse, Jackie Condon, when she left, with tear-stained eyes, she said, How can I possibly tell my parents? You know, the death is coming to everybody. I mean, that's the way it is. Death is a part of sin. Death is also a part of life. I mean, that's the way it is. Are you ready to die? The Bible states in the book of James, chapter number 4, and verse number 13 through verse 15, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." Our life is such a short time. It seems like a long time. We measure our lives in years, right? Maybe decades. But as far as eternity is concerned, our life is just like a vapor. It appears for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. And we are gone. We're gone into eternity. Are you ready? Death is coming. Listen, are you ready when death comes? Are you ready when the doctor might tell you that you're facing sudden calamity? Are you ready for the heart attack? Are you ready for the stroke? Are you ready for the doctor to say you have cancer and you're going to die? Are you ready for life? Do you have eternal life? That's our whole point. Listen, it is not wrong to plan, but it is wrong to plan without God. It is not wrong to look out after the things of this world, but it is wrong to forget God while we are taking care of this world and all the things that we must take care of down here upon this earth. The fact is that everybody is going to die. The Bible states in the book of Job, chapter number 14, verse number 1, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not." You know what the Bible states? He cometh forth like a flower. You think of a little child when they're born. And they're born with all kinds of freshness. And everything about them is examining the things around them. And it's such a precious, wonderful thing. But the little child soon begins to have a few wrinkles on their face. Soon the child gets a little bit older. I know there's all kinds of creams and all that kind of stuff you put on your face to help you look younger. But the fact is that death is still coming. Regardless of the amount of cream or whatever you want to put on your face, death is still coming. Notice in the book of Job, chapter number 14, verse number 5, the Bible said here, "Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass." This is very true, that God has placed a limit upon how long that men can live. And no man is going to live past that. I know that in years gone by, the Bible states that people lived 900 years. It was pretty common age. But it's not anymore because God has shortened the time that men live. That your life is in the hand of Almighty God. Notice in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3 and verse number 1. "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted." Listen, there's a time to be born, but there's also a time to die. Are you ready to see the Lord? We need to understand that for saved people, that death is really a gift from God, even though it is a part of the curse. When I state that death is a gift, I have a scripture for that. I really do. Read with me in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 3, and verse 21 and verse number 22. Death is a gift. Don't think that it's not. Death is a gift to the saved person. The Bible said, "Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. I'm reading in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, and verse 21 and 22. All things are yours, the Bible says, in verse number 22. Whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all things are yours. Listen, the Bible says in verse number 22 that whether life or death, you know, it's odd, isn't it, that we think life is a great thing, and it is, but we think that death is a horrible thing. But you know what death is? Death is when a person is facing the consequences of their life. Their life is filled with sin. And there comes a payday someday. And that life that we have now is taken from us because of sin. Jesus Christ has paid the price of sin on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ has paid it all. And we ought to rejoice in knowing that He is great. And that He is the one that gives us eternal life. Remember that. Jesus Christ gives us eternal life. That is life without any kind of end whatsoever. The Bible states in the book of Psalms 90 and verse 12, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The fact is that all of us need to get ready for death. How can you get ready for death, you say? Number one, you need to realize that we're all facing death. Death does come to every person. Number two, realize why you are facing death. We're facing death because of sin. The sin of Adam is in every person. Therefore, we all die. Romans 5:12 states, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Number three, realize that you are a sinner before Almighty God. And as a sinner, you are facing eternity in a literal fiery hell. Romans 3, verse 23 states, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Number four, realize Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is our only hope. Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 14, verse number 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Salvation is exclusive to Jesus Christ. There is no other way to be saved except through the blood of Jesus Christ. Number 5, trust Christ to save you. Do not trust your good works. Do not trust your going to church, your giving tithes and offerings to God. Don't trust your breaking the bad habit. Don't trust your doing anything at all. According to Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8 and 10, we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This is the way of salvation. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Point number 6, began to really live after you're saved and not before.
Well, before our time is up, we do want to once again thank you for listening this morning and encourage you to come and join us for services. We will be meeting today at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and then 4:30 worship services. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we look forward to being able to see you this morning. Now, if you'd like to learn more about our church, about life and death, or about salvation, then please log into our website for the many different articles, books, and audio messages that are available. Our website address is independencebaptist.org. And we also post full audio sermons on sermonaudio.com/IBC. Well, once again, let me thank you for joining us this morning, and we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.